Wheelchairs. They may seem straightforward to use until you need to move up and down hills or curbs. Around 3.7 million people use a wheelchair in the US, but some aren't taught these advanced skills in physical therapy. Side Effects Public Media's Elizabeth Gabriel reports on a free program in Indianapolis that helps young children glide through everyday life.
Savannah Helton is 12 years old. She has spina bifida, which means that her spine didn't form properly. She needs a wheelchair, and lately, she's been practicing how to do wheelies.
It's basically where you push two times, and then you pop into your wheelie. So that way, if you're going up like a curb, you can get into your wheelie so you can go up the hill or the curb or wherever you're going.
Savannah is part of an Indiana University program called Skills on Wheels. Kids spend multiple days in a gym learning how to navigate using props like ramps and curbs. But today's the day they practice those new skills outside in an everyday setting. Tony Chase is the program director of Skills on Wheels. He says a child's confidence takes a big hit if they don't know how to use their wheelchair. Kids may decide to skip certain activities at school or with friends if they know there will be obstacles like narrow doors or stairs.
We would love to change the world and just make it all of a sudden accessible, but that's a little bit too lofty of a goal. So instead, let's try to make kids more confident in navigating this inaccessible world.
Researchers have developed a list of core skills that are essential for navigating a wheelchair in a variety of environments. But kids might not learn these skills in school or even physical or occupational therapy. Maria Fuchs is an occupational therapist volunteering with the program. She says she didn't learn a lot about hands-on wheelchair training during grad school.
A lot of times, wheelchair training isn't like a main focus. It is something that can get funded, but a lot of times other things like feeding or dressing or play skills, things like that, are kind of the priority.
She says kids often just learn the basics, like using the wheel locks and how to take the wheelchair apart. And that's if their insurance covers it. Kiri Morgan is a researcher at Washington University in St. Louis. She says some people might have a wheelchair, but their insurance won't reimburse them for rehab to learn how to use it.
There's this gap in education. There's this gap in actually having the environment in the medical model where clinicians know how to justify it in their notes so that health insurance pays for it.
That's why Morgan says it's common for wheelchair users to learn new skills through other people with disabilities or watching online videos. But that isn't always accessible or safe.
What did you work on so far? Let's recap.
Two of those hills.
Going down the hill.
And going up the hill.
And going up the hill. And then...
I'm just going to say wheelie because I can't wait.
The Skills on Wheels program is also a chance for kids to socialize with others in wheelchairs, something that doesn't happen often in Savannah's small town of Kokomo. And for Savannah, mingling means chatting about her absolute favorite show that's actually roughly twice her age.
After this, we're taking a Tom Fingo about Grey's Anatomy break.
I like it. I think it's been well earned.
You're doing a good job, kiddo.
Now they're back to practicing, but large wheelchairs are heavy. That's why Savannah's mom, Chanda Helton, holds onto a strap that connects to the back of her daughter's wheelchair so it's safe for Savannah to practice wheelies. The program isn't just helpful for Savannah. It allows Helton to learn proper techniques in case the wheelchair starts to tip backwards.
It's amazing. First time I watched her, I had tears in my eyes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's my baby girl.
She's not a baby anymore. How are you?
Savannah and her parents plan to come back next year. In the meantime, she hopes the program will also have guest appearances from some of the Grey's Anatomy characters to help encourage the kids.
I just said, like, Patrick Dempsey, his character is one of my favorite characters.
Elizabeth Gabriel, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a regional health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. It's based at WFII.